Today on CityCast Pittsburgh, every year there's this convergence, a gathering, a huge sort of orderly party at St. Vincent College in La Trobe. I'm talking about Steelers training camp, and you're coming along for the ride. It's Wednesday, August 10th. I'm Morgan Moody, and this is CityCast Pittsburgh.
Producer Megan Harris here. It's a weekday, a work day, and Morgan and I are in a parking lot at St. Vincent College in La Trobe, Pennsylvania.
Have you heard it pronounced La Trobe or La Trobe?
I feel like it's usually La, but maybe I'm saying that wrong. I don't know. Which is it?
Locals pronounce it La. I think it's La to everyone else who's not from here.
Well, I'm not from there, so I guess La is fine for me.
Yeah. What did you think of the drive down?
Probably because we went a little later in the morning. I thought it was pretty chill, right? Like, not that much traffic, a little bit of God's country. You?
Yeah, very scenic. A lot of rolling hills. I don't think we're in, like, the Appalachian Mountains, but, you know, this area of southwestern Pennsylvania, this is a little bit more east, but it's very hilly.
Yeah, about an hour east of Pittsburgh, I guess, depending on where you're starting from. But yeah, easy traffic, not a bad drive.
We're at St. Vincent College. It's a small Catholic liberal arts college. If you look around, sometimes you'll find a Benedictine monk who they live here. They live on this campus.
Oh, you know, you did say that I should look out for that. Are they priests or monks? I'm not Catholic. I'm not sure I would even know the difference.
They're monks. I don't know the difference, so I am going to read from something. St. Vincent College is a Benedictine college run by the Benedictine monks of St. Vincent Arch Abbey, which is over there. It's that church.
Oh, the one with the big steeple?
Yes.
She's pretty.
She's gorgeous and makes a lot of very nice noise.
So the Steelers have been coming here for ages, right? Like since the 60s?
Yeah. They've had camp here since like 1966.
Wow. Okay.
A 54-year streak going up until COVID. So.
Oh, yeah. They had to be at Heinz Field, and I'm still going to call it that, in 2020 and 2021.
Yeah. And the Steelers are actually one of the last teams to still be holding camp at like their original location.
I heard that. Yeah. This is really unique and special kind of to the Pittsburgh region that the team still goes here at all.
Yes.
With camp, though, like, so you've been here before. This is my first time. Steelers fan my entire life, despite growing up hundreds of miles from Pittsburgh. But I've never been. So what should I expect?
Man, it's been many moons since I've been. So I'm sure a lot of this is going to be a surprise to me as well, especially since COVID. Everything's changed since COVID.
Right.
But every NFL team holds training camp every year.
Some kind of camp, yeah.
Some version of it. Not as campy as this. It's a three-week period. They have practice twice a day. They call them two-a-days. They have scrimmages, drills, team meetings with their coaches. They have weight training. Per the collective bargaining agreement, the first 3 days are zero contact. So after that point, we'll see a little bit of hitting. We might see a little bit today.
Oh, interesting. So like they like it's like professional football players playing no tackle football.
Yeah. I mean, these are your teammates. You know, you don't want to hurt them. You need these guys throughout the season. So they're certainly not going full out like they would in a game. But, you'll hear a little something.
Interesting. I can't wait to see what this looks like. Okay. So let's get to it. First up, I think we're getting here, I guess, at the end of their morning drill session. So we get to snag some players, right?
First, we have to climb this enormous hill.
Hey, can I grab you for a second?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Megan. This is Morgan. We're with CityCast Pittsburgh.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
This is a Pittsburgh boy, Jake Dixon, through and through. He even went to Duquesne. He's the third string left tackle. That's offensive line. And number 67 to his friends, who are now us.
What's it like to be with hometown heroes on the field wearing the Steelers jersey?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, it's just been a really good experience working alongside the guys that, you know, I've watched for my entire life. But again, you know, I kind of have to put that behind me and put my head down and work really hard to try to make this team.
Have you got your son's monogram?
I have, yeah. It's in, you know, that was me 10, 15 years ago on the other side of the fence. So being on that side, it's really cool and just rewarding to see, you know, those kids are out here having a great time, and it's our job to make their experience as good as we can.
So part of what we're doing down here is showing, like, Pittsburghers that have been around but maybe never been to camp the joy of the game. Any pro tips for people who have never been here but are interested in it?
Yeah, I think just, you know, come up, enjoy yourself, get here early, get along the fence, get as close to the field as you can, and just really enjoy it, because that's what it's all about. You know, we go down there, work really hard, and working in front of 5, 10, 20,000 fans every day is awesome. So just come up and immerse yourself in the whole experience.
We listened to a little from kicker Chris Boswell, who just got his contract extension.
The way I look at it is that's a contract earned in the past, and now I got to earn the next one.
Quarterback Mason Rudolph, who might be second string by the time the season starts.
See, just mix and match, and you know, we got some young offensive linemen, and I think it was a good opportunity for me to lead them and encourage them with just trying to mesh as a unit, because you know, preseason's coming quick, and they're all going to be in there and playing with one of us three, so it'll be. It's important to, you know, build chemistry with a different group of guys.
Yeah, that still seems way up in the air. And you snagged number 46, long snapper Christian Kuntz, who is also from Pittsburgh.
Did you ever think that you would be spending your summers here at Steelers training camp?
As a fan, yes, not as a player. So it's been pretty cool. Just kind of living out the dream right now.
Did you come here a lot when you were younger?
I did. My dad used to bring us up here and used to do all the, you know, run the 40, take the pictures, get the souvenirs, wait on the hill, everything. So it's been cool.
Did you ever get an autograph?
Oh, yeah. I had my booklet. I got a bunch of autographs, like some of the older guys, Hines Ward, Alan Faneca, The Bus. I mean, all those guys.
Have you signed any autographs out here?
Oh, yeah. I spend a decent amount of time after practice making sure trying to get all the kids that are lined up on the fence.
Oh, I love that. And of course, Coach Mike Tomlin is over here acting a fool on a golf cart. It's hilarious to me that even the coaching staff isn't allowed to drive their own golf carts.
I mean, realistically, like how competitive these guys are, you can have them on golf carts racing through this empty campus. You already know just mayhem would break out.
You make really good points.
Hey, CityCast listeners, this episode is brought to you by the Pittsburgh Opera. You know, a few weeks ago, some friends and I went to La Traviata, and I confess, it was my very first opera. But yens, it was incredible. So I was very excited to see that they've got a new show coming to the Byam Theater. It's April 27th through May 5th, called The Passion of Mary Caldwell Dawson. It's about a real person, a Pittsburgher and heroine, who in 1943 is managing a million moving pieces with the National Negro Opera Company. They're all set to perform on a floating barge just to avoid all the segregated venues, but bad weather strikes and they've got to figure out a way forward. If you want to know what happens next, you'll just have to attend. The show is in English. It does have a little dialogue. It's kind of short for something operatic, just over an hour, and tickets start at just $15. There are all kinds of discounts for students, teachers, seniors, and veterans. Plus, the Pittsburgh Opera's new rideshare program gives patrons up to $60 worth of Uber vouchers to get them to and from the show. If this sounds up your alley, get your tickets now for The Passion of Mary Caldwell Dawson at pittsburghopera.org.
Okay, so players have been passing us by pretty much nonstop, going into where they eat lunch. Is that what's next for us? Do I get to eat now?
I really hope so, because I am starving. And the last time I was here, the spread was just unbelievable. So, lunch.
Okay, high hopes. We're going to turn off the recorders, and we'll see you in a sec.
Well, that was disappointing.
I mean, I didn't think it was bad. I guess I didn't know what to expect.
You made better lunch choices than I did.
You took your time.
I ended up with the Reuben. It wasn't bad.
There was like a hot bar and like some veggies and like plain burgers and turkey. And I think there was a salmon option. There was a smoothie bar. There was a salad section. It was like, it was fine. It wasn't like fully catered. I think mostly just because the room was really empty.
Well, after that disappointing smoothie, it's 1:55 right now. And I think the fans are just being let in. Practice is going to start. So we should probably head over that way.
Yeah, let's go.
You got, unlike back in my day, and you were at Bonaventure Hall, you remember that. There was no air conditioning. There was horsehair stuffed mattresses. There wasn't any TV. There wasn't any phones. Now, man, you got golf cart rides down to five-star dining, and you got air conditioning and everything else. That's a heck of a lot better than it used to be.
We're going to see a lot today. It is the first day in pads, a much-anticipated day for players, media, fans, everybody.
So I think we've wandered into the kids area, and over the speaker, that's former Steeler and current color commentator Craig Wolfley. It might as well be Morgan for all the talk of yesteryear.
No, the good old days.
But like, we're surrounded by inflatables and games, and gosh, those foam ladder things that kids are running through. There's a machine over there that shoots a football at speed at children.
Yeah. I don't remember them having all of this when I was a young intern at camp. I mean, maybe they did, but I feel like you used to have to just kind of bring a ball and entertain yourself with some other kids that you found at camp and became friends with.
Yeah, this is like super kid-centric up here. This is totally neat. So I guess maybe moving down the hill towards the field. What do you think? A few hundred people in the stands to the left over here, and then all across this big bowl-shaped hillside over the field.
Yeah, the field is situated where it's at the bottom of everything. So you come in, that's at the top of the hill, and at the very bottom in this basin, that's where practice is at. And it feels that way too. It's kind of hot and like sticky and humid down here. You can tell like everything just settles in this area.
Yeah, but people are, like, camped out. There's blankets. There's, like, people have, like, little picnic baskets. There's some babies over there.
It's a very nice event for the entire family, all ages.
And then, okay, so over here to our right, very close to us, the players and some of the coaches. I think that's Brian Flores right there.
It's been such a long year. I totally forgot he was even here. That happened this year. That was this year. That was in February.
I know that he got hired. Oh, and he moves really fast too. Okay.
I really like how the fans are getting into it. We'll speed up this part for you, but here's what they had to say.
What's your favorite part of the experience?
Just watch people get into fights, basically. Probably that, and a lot of chaos. That's really it.
It's nice when you get up this close to them.
These guys are, you know, very large men, so it's impressive to see, you know, how big they are.
When you're ground level, you see how big they are. They're abnormal, and they can keep all that money. You're not hitting me at, you know, 300 pounds at a 40-yard sprint. You can keep that money. You know, I don't want that.
I like Minka Fitzpatrick. He's my favorite. My dog is named Minka, so we had to come out and see him today.
Highlight of the day was, I think for the kids, is to be on the field and practice, but we were also to be on the tunnel when they came down, so they got to, you know, clap five with all the players and get to see all the players up close. So I think that was a highlight.
Have you been before?
Like once when I was, like, very little.
We come every year. We try to.
How many years is that so far?
Probably about 10. I'd say at least 10.
You guys have never been.
Yeah, this is my first time here.
What's the travel time for you?
Just shy of 2 hours. You ever hear Punxsutawney Phil?
Oh, yeah.
We're about 20 minutes, a little north of that.
We live in the city, so.
Yeah, like an hour away.
Yeah, we live right, probably about an hour and 20 minutes away from here.
Would you recommend it to people who have never done it?
Yeah, I think it's fun. It's like more of an experience than I thought it would be. Like, coming in with all the blow-ups and everything. I was very excited.
I feel like if you're a football fan, then this would definitely be a good experience.
Oh, I think they should definitely come. I mean, the interaction with the players and everything, and not only that, to see the drills everybody, you know, the coaches are doing.
Oh, it's awesome just to be able to jump in a car and drive up there. You know, a lot of people take this stuff for granted. You can't take it for granted. You know, it's a privilege to be able to come here and the way they put on the show and everything like that. So it's nice.
But I feel like otherwise you're not going to really ever get to be, like, this close to them playing. Yeah. So.
And it's free.
Yeah. So, like, why not?
We talked to so many people just now. That was retired police officer Dan Rich and his kids, Nico and Gianna, Chatham grad school roommates, Maddie Martin, Bernadette Sulzer, and Christina Kreider, and the coach of the Du Bois Renegades, David Orr. He had literally a busload of boys. And Morgan, you also caught up with Alex Witt. It's his 11th birthday, and he's a big fan of Steeler, I hear.
Is this your first time at training camp?
Yeah.
What are you hoping to get for your birthday?
My shirt signed by TJ Watt.
Is he your favorite player?
Yeah. I even got my own socks for him.
Oh my goodness. His socks were TJ Watt, a very muscular version of TJ Watt, if I must say so myself.
So practice is winding down a little bit now, and the sky is getting a little menacing, but look over there, because I think I see one more person that we have probably got to stop for.
Man, you do look legit from this angle.
Yeah, you do.
A
lot smaller. He's a big dude.
Mascot Troy is next level. I mean, he's a little shorter. He's a little older. But he's been a super fan since he was a kid at heart.
Very shy as a child, so my whole personality and all my imaginary friends were the Pirates and the Steelers. And so there's a deep psychological and emotional connection to all things black and gold.
Yeah, so Mascot Troy says he's been dressing up as Steelers legend Troy Polamalu for 15 years now.
Wow.
He just upgraded his look. He's got some good hair now.
My mom died in 05, and she, on her deathbed, she said, is there anything you ever really wanted to do? Really wanted to do, but you're afraid of the cost or what people would think or what the family might think. She said, screw it. Drop everything. Do it now or start preparing to do it now. 2 years later in 07, I made my debut as Mascot Troy.
Gotta shake the wig out and go. Since then, he's moved, like, changed addresses to be closer to the field and spend a lot more time at, like, local charities raising money. At training camp, he says he looks out for newbies, especially fans who aren't from Pittsburgh.
But fans who want that full Steelers experience anyway.
Yeah, it's sweet.
So, Morgan, that dark sky is looking a lot darker.
Yeah, you know, true to this southwestern Pennsylvania weather, I'm sure it's going to rain, so we might want to roll out.
So if you do want to come to camp before we roll out, you totally should, by the way.
Yeah, you've got another week and a half. It's free. You just have to register in advance, and we'll have the link in our show notes.
Highly recommend, you know, if you're into the black and yellow.
And bring an umbrella.
Oh, my God, yes.
Here's what else is happening in Pittsburgh today. Republican candidate for governor Doug Mastriano was in court this week for his field trip to the Capitol. The January 6th committee was interviewing him for his involvement in the insurrection and for trying to overturn the 2020 election. CNN says it lasted 15 minutes and he, quote, didn't answer a single question. The city of Pittsburgh is celebrating National Farmers Market Week with live music by local musicians and giveaways at certain markets. Newsletter editor Francesca DiBecco has a list of all the markets this week in the newsletter, on social, everywhere. I hope you got all that. And a study by Point Park University's Community Engagement Program shows downtown Pittsburgh needs more public bathrooms. I live down here and I can confirm this is accurate. The initiative is pushing for the installation of semi-permanent or permanent restrooms in places like Market Square that will be regularly maintained and supervised. That's all for today here on CityCast Pittsburgh. We're out of gas. If you enjoyed the show, tell a friend, rate the show, leave us a review, subscribe to our morning newsletter. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city, so we'll see you then. And here is a golf cart driving right past us with another journalist
on it. Thank you. Thank you so much for the ride, guys. Appreciate it.
Here's our ride.